Good evening.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Thank you.
They came from across the city, people of all faiths united in grief and their condemnation of those who carried out the attack.
The Quran tells us that the taking of one innocent life is tantamount to the killing of all of humanity. But last Tuesday...
And tonight we remember not just the atrocities that were perpetrated in Pakistan last week, but we remember all victims of terrorism.
The community centre next to the Regent Street Mosque was so full that people were spilling out the door. Lloyd Cook from the charity Salt Box helped organise it. He wasn't surprised.
You'd expect Muslims to come because they're the ones who lost lives. But we've had Christians, we've had Sikhs, we've had people from the Jewish community. It has been really encouraging that people of all faiths and none tonight have stood side by side because they want peace.
Amongst those speaking at the event was the chair of the North Staffordshire Forum of Faiths, Hifsa Haroon Iqbal.
These atrocities have got nothing to do with religion. The media can associate them with religion as much as they like, but people of faith know nothing in any of our faiths condones the killing of innocent people.
Candles and flowers were handed out. There was a prayer. Then the lights went out and there was silence. What has shocked people the most is not just that so many innocent lives were lost, but the majority of them were children. Zaire, Zahil, Darnish and Sahir are all around the same age. They told me what they made of it all.
I just can't believe it. People my age who's going to school just having an education, what they want to be when they're older, and they're not, when their parents, like, they can't see them, they're just gone, and it's just very sad, and I can't believe it, it's happened.
And how important do you think that events like this are, where everybody from different faiths comes together?
It's very important because everyone knows how it feels like if their country or their faith was attacked by some people who think they're right.
And when you heard the news about what had happened over there, how did you feel?
I felt very shocked because the kids haven't done anything to the terrorists to die, and the terrorists just killed the kids for no reason, and I think it shouldn't happen.
Obviously, people blame Islam and what have you, but it's not a religion that's like that, is it?
No, like, the terrorists think that they have to protect the religion, but, like, Islam's about peace and all that.
And it's that message of peace which people were asked to take away with them and which organisers hope will spread across the world.